from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The season is almost here. We asked Hunter Henry about this yesterday. We asked Christian Gonzalez, who I thought gave just a strap-down,
crushed it,
electric answer.
Yep.
About the Patriots and what makes for a successful year. I think Curtis asked Gerard Mayo about this yesterday, too, which kind of got our thoughts going on that. That's what you heard in the open before Jonathan Davis kicked in the doors.
Sure did.
So what makes for a successful 2024 season for the Patriots?
So I think it's pretty simple, and it really has nothing to do with wins and losses. Some people might choose to answer it that way and feel free.
It's got something to do with
wins. I don't think it does. I think if the young guys play well, and we'll start with Drake May. I know he's not starting week one. At some point, we are going to see him, I truly believe. And as long as he plays a little bit better than Bryce Young, I think I'll be in good shape. I'm not asking for CJ Stroud.
Wow.
I don't even need that much. I don't need him to be, like, amazing, because I know it's pretty limited around him.
Bryce Young was not amazing.
He was not.
No.
He needs to be better.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm not just saying, hey, you need to go out there and take a snap. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be Dan Orlovsky being like, look at what he handed the ball off. Look how smooth that was. No, I want him to play. I want him to play well, but I also think setting a CJ Stroud, Justin Herbert level is too high. It's too much. And you can still come back and be better in the second year, even if that's not what you do as a rookie. So I want to see Drake May sooner rather than later, and you want to see him be competent. Maybe as important, because we don't know when we're going to see him, is the rookies, like the wide receivers, I should say. Polk and Baker. The Patriots have chosen as an organization, whether it be Bill or Elliott Wolf or Robert Kraft, to not pay top end for wide receivers. You've seen guys left, right, and center sign massive, massive contracts, and they are not partaking in that. So how do you find a blue chip elite wide receiver? I guess you have to draft them. If you're not going to sign him, you're not going to make a big trade for him, you have to draft him. And do we at least see enough flashes from Polk and Baker? Does Baker even make it through the year? I mean, we didn't talk a lot about his Instagram
yesterday,
but
no.
It doesn't seem great, right? Like his reaction to being drafted, which I was a fan of, but it already got people kind of like, okay, what about this guy?
See, that to me was harmless.
I think so, but maybe it's also a little bit of
an indication,
keep an eye on.
Indication he's got no filter and he doesn't think before he speaks.
And I think he has a much better chance of surviving here under Mayo than he would have under Belichick. Not that Belichick wouldn't have taken him. I think that's sort of a misnomer. Look at all the characters that Bill Belichick brought in. Like a ton of guys.
Tons
of guys. And so he might have drafted Baker because it was good value in the fourth round. But what kind of player is he going to be? He's already been disciplined by the team before the first game. Right? And like, you know me, I like these guys. Like, give me as many knuckleheads as possible and figure it out. Give me the talented guys. But that's not a great start. But I think Polk, Baker, I'd add Pop Douglas to the list as a second-year guy. It's to me really about the young guys. And at the end of the year, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins, but at least if they're, you know, the arrow is up on them and we go into next offseason being like, well, quarterback's not a need. Wide receiver 1's not a need. Wide receiver 2's not a need. Then I would look at that as a real big-time success.
Okay. So what's a successful year for the Patriots? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. You can also text the program at 37937. Win's not important to you.
Not for me.
Drake
not this
May,
year.
Drake May playing early.
Yeah.
Outperforming Bryce Young.
Low bar for your boy over
That's
here.
Not, that is not much of a bar.
No, it's not.
And you want these young receivers to show some promise.
Yep.
Okay.
What about you?
So that's Keefe's list. Wins to me are important.
Okay.
And, like, we're talking about a successful year. I expect them to win six. I'm over 4.5 wins.
Six?
I've been at six.
Oh, Jones.
I've been at
You're
six all year.
You're on drugs and alcohol right now. Six wins?
I'll be honest. I was kind of hoping for a Ty Law shot in the crossover, and I didn't get one.
I don't know why I didn't leave the booze here. Leave the booze.
Just leave it out.
We should have, like, a little booze station over here.
Well, it's a radio station, so you know what happens. You start leaving stuff out.
It's gone.
It's gone like you read about.
It is gone.
And so, I no Ty Law shot for me. I've been on six wins for a while.
Six wins.
I think the absence of Mac and Bill, for as bad as this team.
Mississippi 2, Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi.
That's a fine beverage.
Yeah. Well, a Long Island iced tea. What were you making there?
That might have been a Long Island iced tea.
It sounds like a Long Island iced tea.
Or a sangria. I did a nice sangria one time.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Right, so I've been at six wins. I think the absence of Bill and Mac Jones.
Yeah, Mac for sure.
That dysfunction, as untalented as this team is, and as much of a disaster as they look like on the offensive line, I still think the absence of that dysfunction gives you a couple of wins. So
what if I
have him at six?
What if I swapped out Mac Jones for Jacoby Brissett and I swapped out Bill Belichick for Jerron Mayo?
Well, I'm expecting May to play, though, at some point. I'm not expecting 17 games of Jacoby Brissett. Yep. I would revise my win total there.
Sure.
But I think May's in play starting week two, as we've talked about.
Yeah,
I think he should have started week one.
Yep.
So I'm already at six wins. That's what I think they're going to do. So what's a successful year? 8 or 9. And they're a competitive team. And they start well.
Wait, 8 or 9 wins?
Is a successful year,
yes. Yeah, I mean, that is like a shockingly, like, holy smokes kind of season.
Yeah.
Because the Vegas over-under
like,
is 4.5, right?
We're going to celebrate a successful year as Drake May just being better than Bryce Young?
Oh, I have lowered the
bar.
That
is such
greatly.
A low bar.
Oh, it's insane.
Okay.
It's an insanely low bar.
So you have a low bar. Maybe I have a high bar.
That's what it is. We're the uneven bars. You and me, we're the uneven bars. The Olympics.
Average out those bars.
That's
and
us.
Now all of a sudden, you know, you're over here, I'm over there.
That's
the
right.
Uneven bars.
Let's put
the difference.
I think they're gonna win 3. I think we did the win loss thing earlier.
So you're under 4.5.
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm squarely under.
I'm over 4.5. I bet it. And so 6 wins to me is what I think is going to happen. 8 or 9 would be successful. And I want 2 in September. I want 2. Early. I don't want a 1-3. I'd take a 1-3 start. I don't want 0-4. I think Seattle's
a must
Seattle
win.
Is
in your
very,
scenario, it's a must win.
Seattle and the Jets, I think, are very winnable games. They're not
That's
beating
right. You're
the
down
Niners.
On the Jets. I forgot.
I kind of think the Bengals are a little more in play than I was giving it credit for.
You know
in
what?
Play. That doesn't mean I'm predicting it,
but
in play.
Well, that's because they famously, and everybody's on this now, they've had really slow starts to the year. And Jamar Chase, like, if you don't have Jamar Chase, that is a massive difference.
Have you seen the line movement? I sent this last night. Perhaps it's updated, and I heard Shine mention this morning.
Well, okay.
The line, moved.
Seven?
So I had seen that it was at 9.5 maybe to open.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's all the way down to 7.5. Vegas does not think Jamar Chase is playing in this game. Like, that to me is an indication that Chase is out.
Yep.
And so I think the Bengals game is winnable. I'm not predicting a win. I'm not saying they're going to win. But it's a winnable game.
Is.
The Niners, I don't see how they win that. That is not a winnable game. Bengals is winnable. I think they're going to beat the Seahawks. And I think that Jets game is winnable. So I need 8 or 9 wins. I need 2 early. Like 2 in September. Don't start 0-4.
Problem is,
don't start way
scenario,
behind the 8 ball.
If you get 2 in the first month,
does it keep percent?
Yes.
It might.
That would be a sort of a concern.
It might.
Long term.
But if they win 8 games with Jacoby Brissett, the year's a success. Like, that's a successful year.
I view it differently.
Because May doesn't play?
Yes. Because I need to see Drake May. I know there's a it's very polarizing, that topic. I know Boomer Esiason was on this morning, and he is of the, you know, let the guy sit. You don't want to screw him up. And there's a lot of people of that camp. I'm of the play the rookie. And the beauty of it is, over the last even just 10 years, let alone the history of football, we all have examples to go to our
argument. We all just yell examples
like, well,
at each
Newton
other.
Played right away, and he was great. Baker Mayfield was great right away, and then they'd be like, "Well, Patrick Mahomes, you don't know that Aaron Rodgers
right,
didn't play."
Right,
like,
right.
So people just scream at each other, just names, right? And you're like, "Well, that guy didn't play. That guy did play."
I like that game though.
So I want Drake May to play. People don't. I think if they win 8 games, that to me is good news for Jerron Mayo, if not great news or great news for Jerron Mayo. Long term for the future. You now have a middle to late first round pick. You have not seen Drake May play at all season. I don't know if you're really set up for the future.
I would
future.
Still call it a success. If they win 8 games with Brissett, I'd be like, man, they got something going on. I'd be frustrated about May.
Okay.
My scenario also allows that May's the one winning all these games.
Well,
Brissett gets bombarded
success.
Week one.
Yeah, yeah,
May's in
yeah.
week two. He beats the Seahawks. He picks up another game. They win 8 or 9 games. I'm not telling you who's starting.
Yep.
8 or 9 wins, give me 2 in September. They need to be a competent offense. This, I think, is a low bar. A competent
line
offense.
Properly.
So here's my line of demarcation if you need one. Last year, I think it was the Bengals were the 16th offense in terms of points per game. Now, that was without Burrow for half the year.
Yeah, right. 21, Jake Browning.
21 and a half points a game. Get me 21, 22 points a game.
On
where
offense?
You're a middling. Well, these are total points.
Oh, okay.
Mix in a special teams touchdown.
They're going to need special teams maybe and defense maybe.
Mix in a defensive score. I need you averaging 21, 22 a game. You need to look competent on offense. I can't do another year where you're the worst offense in football. You can't move it. You can't kick field goals when you finally do move it. Your defense is shutting people down and you're not scoring. You're turning it over. You can't line up properly. Penalty, penalty, penalty. I can't watch another year like that. You need to be competent. Not great. Not even good. Certainly not elite.
Yeah.
You need to be competent on offense, middle of the pack, middle of the road. Give me 21, if you want a specific number, 21 and a half points a game. That's my over-under.
So offensive ranks, points per game since Tom Brady left.
Mm-hmm.
They were 27th with Cam Newton.
Not going to cut it.
Sixth. With Mac Jones.
Sign up for that. That's too lofty.
That's insane. I mean, they did have a couple of games where they scored like 50 points.
Yeah, the Jaguars game late.
Whatever.
Those still, Jets games.
Still sixth.
Yep.
And then Matt Patricia, believe it or not, 17th.
Okay.
As bad as it felt that year, they were 17th in points.
That's the number right there.
And then last year with Bill O'Brien, they were 31st. So they were 31st in offense.
I don't
last
like this
year.
I don't like this revisionist history about like, oh my God, should they have kept Bill O'Brien?
No.
Hell no.
No, no,
he ran 55 times the other day
in
college.
Right.
That works in college.
Yeah.
I don't need
Sometimes.
Bill O'Brien. I do not need.
It works against a bad Florida State team.
Bill O'Brien's offense stinks.
No,
even though they beat Florida State, that's proof of it. You ran 55 times? I don't want that in 2024.
I don't. Although Van Pelt might run it 35 times. Van Pelt likes to run the ball too.
Fine. Yeah. But 17, the Patricia year. Like
yeah, middle of the pack offense.
You know what? That was awful.
I also thought that was too lofty a goal, but maybe it's not. I mean, if Mac Jones basically spearheaded a top 10 offense one year and then a middle of the pack offense, that was also a year where we saw Zappy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's also a 10 win team and an 8 win team, which didn't really feel like it. I know the 10 win team had like the really high highs at one point, and then the bottom kind of fell out on them. But then the following year, they still somehow scrapped together an 8-9 win team. And that's where I do think some of just Belichick's coaching. I'm with everybody else. I had a lot of problems with his drafting, and I don't think he was this huge advantage week in and week out as a tactician anymore, but I still think he was better than most. Like, I think if you're like ranking all the head coaches, just game day coaching, I think he was still a plus value, where I don't know about Mayo. We'll see. Maybe Mayo's good. Maybe he's not. I have no idea.
Definitely don't know about Gerard Mayo.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the other thing on my list, get a big pelt or two. I think Andrew Callahan and the Boston Herald's been big on this. And so who are those? Cincinnati week one would be a bit. That's a signature.
They get a lot
win.
Of options here.
Niners
yep.
would be a. I don't think it's going to happen, but like a win like that. Even the Texans.
I think any division win you could look at as a nice win for
so,
them. I like the Jets more than you, so I think any of those games are good wins.
They all probably count. They beat the Bills last year, so I would like it. I would like it to be a non-divisional game, but I'm not going to kick and scream if they beat the Bills. I'm not going to kick and scream if they beat the Dolphins. You go back to Drew Bledsoe's rookie year. I want to say they beat Miami late in that season.
You know what would be fun is we all are praying that Drake May is at least the starter by week 10 when they play Caleb Williams. But if you have a Caleb Williams head-to-head game with Drake May,
Drake May outperforms him.
And he outperforms them, and everybody's like, well, look at Caleb Williams is the one with the wide receivers, the tight end, and the running back. Drake May doesn't have that, and he still beat him in Chicago. Well, that'd be a nice win.
Okay, so add that to the list. Whatever you define as a big pelt. Those are my three, Bengals, Niners, Texans. I don't love the divisional games. Maybe I should have thought more about Chicago. I like that. I need 8 or 9 wins and a competent offense. And that's a successful year. That's not the lowest bar, just clear the low bar. It's a passable year. That, to me, is a successful year.
I just want all the guys to have fun and not get hurt. That's what I'm looking for this year.
That's basically what Mayo said to Greg yesterday. That's basically what he said.
He did. If they have orange slices at halftime. Like, I think as long as these guys, you know, are thrilled to be back for next year.
Competitive every week.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said.
He did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.